Blog Talk Radio.
This is Lisa Rosalino of the Musician Social Club. I have a fantastic guest today on the show. Her name is Bridget Marie, and she's from California. She has worked with some big names, Whitney Houston, Aretha Franklin, Mariah Carey, Jeff Beck. I mean, this is just like part of the list. Eric Clapton, Dizzy Gillespie, Herbie Hancock. I could go on. Black Sabbath, you know. And I have her on the phone right now. Hello, Bridget.
Hi, how are you?
I am fantastic. And you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing really good.
Well, I've been looking at your online resume, and I do believe that you have the credentials to be on my show. I feel like I'm talking to a big star or something, and you're a little overqualified to do the show, but since you've been so nice and said, yeah, I'll do the show, and you're trying to promote your new album, I'm just like dying to hear the stories and what you've done with these people. Wow. I mean, really, what name do I pick? Where do I start? Where did you start your music with who, or how did you get into music?
Well, my influences were Carole King, you know, because she wrote beautiful, meaningful songs. For like Aretha Franklin, Ricky Lee Jones, Chaka Khan, Sade, a lot of people. And a lot of people don't know that. And the people I've been fortunate to work with, Narda Michael Walden, Polo Jones, James Boblack, Bill Withers, Rob Lowe. I mean, the name just goes on. I recently started doing a project with a gentleman by the name of Skylar Jett, and he actually took Lionel Richie's place in the Commodores for a while. And so I was fortunate to meet him, and I went to London, met some people out there, and I mean, it's just the ball is rolling, definitely in the right direction. So
you've been doing backup vocals for a lot of people, I take it.
I actually did background vocals for for about four or five people. Yeah, before I had actually started my own band, I kind of was doing backup singing first, and then I decided since I was writing music, well, why not put a band together and put my stuff out? And so that's what I did. The first album that I had out was called True Love. It didn't really get that far because I didn't really push it as much. And then I hooked up with a gentleman named James Boblack, who works out of Berkeley, California. And now he's worked with everybody in the industry, from Aretha Franklin to Britney Spears, and I mean, the list goes on, Janet Jackson, Missy Elliott. And so I had the opportunity to write an album with him and a gentleman named Bill Withers. And we finished the first album, which is called Look at Me Now. And I think that's the one you're going to play some music from. And then I have another album coming up with them. It should be done probably by summer. By summer, we should have that one.
Now, anybody can find out how to get your music, you know, your shows, whatever, at your website, which would be www.BridgetMarieMusic.com. And I wanted to play, your songs, I've been trying to go through them, and your vocals is just, it's just beautiful. I mean, I was like, wow, this is really nice. I am, since you're kind of doing the solo thing and you've got your own band thing going, I'm going to play solo just to start off the show. And you don't mind? Here it is.
No.
Thank you.
Hello?
That has such a smooth sound. That is so beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Now, solo,
now I've kind of been jumping around from the music from your last album and Reverb Nation. Now, Solo is from where?
That's from the Look at Me Now album.
Now, the musicians that you work with, do you want to tell us who they are? Or?
Oh, yeah. How this album actually came about was one of my song partner, Bill Wittes, sent me a bunch of music. And
now, is it Bill Withers who did Sunshine?
No, no, no. Wittes, okay. W-I-D-D-E-S.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Wittes.
Yeah, the cell phone thing and the phone thing, it doesn't sound good sometimes. Sorry.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Is this better?
Yep, I can hear you now.
Okay. So Bill Wittes had sent me some music, and he says, do you think you can write to this? So listen to the music. Within 2 weeks, I had the whole album finished, or actually the words written to the music in about 2 weeks. Then we went to James Boblack's studio, and that's where we actually recorded. And who's actually playing on the CD is Bill Wittes himself, and he's doing piano, guitar, strings, and any drum tracks that you hear in the background are from James Boblack. And he's the one that actually put everything together to make it, you know, to give it that clean, crisp sound. And there's a young man by the name of Roberto Granados. I don't know if you know him. He's a child prodigy, a guitar player. I mean, this kid played, he was 14 years old when he played on my album, and now I think he's like 17 or 18, and he's continued playing guitar, but he has excelled so far. I mean, it's an honor to even have him on my album. He had his own series on TED. You ever see that talk show TED? It talks about different, technical excellence. And so people go on there and they describe, you know, what they're doing and, you know, how they got into it. Basically, this kid's a prodigy, and I'm glad to have him, Roberto Granados, on my album. And who else is on? I think that's it. Oh, there's another gentleman from the Avengers. I can't think of his name. That is so bad. And then I had a percussionist, a famous percussionist, also playing. This is awful. I'm drawing a blank. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I mean, I'm looking at all the people you've worked with, and it's like I want to get into all kinds of stories. Like, okay, you worked with Sting. He's like one of my favorite musicians. What did you do with him? Or, you know, I mean, it's like Herbie Hancock. You know, one of my favorite people out there. It's like, really, tell me some stories. I want to hear some stories. Dizzy Gillespie, really?
No, I have to correct that. I've worked with their producers.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah, so, yeah, I'm waiting for that moment to work with Sting, yes, but it hasn't happened yet, but I'm getting closer and closer, because the people that he's working with, which is Narda Michael Walden, Polo Jones, Greg Coffey Brown, Skylar Jett, these are people who work with him, and they somehow we're all connected. So there's when I say the ball is rolling in a good direction, that's what I mean.
Well, there was my mistake then, because I'm rereading it, and I'm getting kind of old myself here, so I guess I don't see clearly.
Oh, that's okay.
But I see you're talking about your producer, musician, Narada, Michael Walden, and okay, so now I understand. So okay,
yeah.
Well, now how does he connects with like Black Sabbath also? I mean, the producer, engineer, James Bolick, who's worked with Black Sabbath, Stuart Copeland and them. Okay, now I totally understand.
Yeah, they,
but have
yeah.
you, have
but
you ever
is,
toured with any, like, big bands?
I've toured with, I'm not sure if you're familiar with the reggae scene, but there was a guy named Mikey Dread. And unfortunately, he passed away last year or a year and a half ago. And I toured with him, and I did background music. And every once in a while, they'd have me do a song to open up for him. And, I mean, he had a huge, huge following. He was from Jamaica, and then he moved to Florida. And then he did his business out here in California. And then when he on his downtime, he'd go back to Florida. But whenever he was out here, I would go on tour with him. And, yeah, there's some stories. There was one night, we always had it planned where I did one song. Well, we had worked up a song, and they had me sing the song before he came out. And I guess the song was so good, and the crowd responded so well, he was nervous. He didn't want to come out. I had to talk him out of his dressing room. I was like, it was just one song. You know, this is your show, you know. But, you know, he passed away, which is, you know, was really, it kind of really hit hard because I went on tour with him 3 times. And being on tour with somebody, you kind of get to know, you know, you get to know people a little bit more. It's more like you become family.
So what do you plan to do with your career? Because your voice is beautiful. I mean, I've been listening to your music, and I apologize. I do need new glasses. I have to admit. And the song thing, I went back into Reverb Nation, and I figured it out. I had it right in the first place. It's just I overlooked it. So you got to forgive me. And people that listen to this show, they know that I mess up all the time. They, you know, I'm
that's
not a professional. So... but they still listen and, you know, support the musicians. And that's what this is about, is supporting musicians. And it doesn't have to be perfect. You know, your voice, and your songwriting, you know, speaks for itself. And a lot of people wouldn't hear this music if it wasn't for the Internet because, you know, radios, stations out there, they just don't promote everybody. And there's so many musicians out there these days, it's really hard to even be heard, you know, unless you're doing your own marketing or you're jumping from like shows to show or you're out there working or signing with a big company that's going to make you, you know, record company that's going to make you do things their way, you know, so.
Right.
So it's a rough business, but the quality of your music is just beautiful. And you are so welcome. And I want to play something from, like, your earlier days, a different album. You have a gentleman on this song with you. And let's see, where is that song? I believe, where did it go? Oh, come on. Here we go. Nothing Ventured. I know. Yeah. So you're working with a guy on this song. Who's he?
Well, I met this guy, and he's a rapper, local rapper, and he got wind of me being a singer songwriter, and I do produce music also, and he called somebody, gave him my number, he called me up, and we had a conversation on the phone. He says, I think I have a project that I think you might be interested in. And so I listened to the music. I liked what I heard. And we just got together because I had a studio in my house at the time. And he came over. And we would just sit there and write these songs and actually record them. We did like 2 songs a night. And I think we finished it in less than 2 months. It was done less than 2 months. Yeah. In less than 2 months. And then I have 2 sons that also do music. So we also used tracks that my son gave us, and then we wrote to those, and people really seem to like the songs.
Well, but I'm going to play that because I'm going to show your versatility, you know, from the smooth, you know, jazzy kind of R&B type sound to like a rap, modern day pop. So here it is.
Okay.
What?
You're the white type. So hard to get. You got your own things and pay your own rent. Baby, I need you, but do you need me? Say yes, come live with me in harmony.
I don't want your money. I don't want your time. I don't want anything from you, cause you're not mine. I never asked you for your hand. I never asked you to be my man. I'm just cool being your friend. Yeah. Nothing ventured. Nothing gained. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. Act like you want me, then you turn me away. Want me to call you, then you don't know what to say. Trying to play me like a yo-yo, your words are spinning in my head. I ain't got time, I'm on the go-go, no time to be misled. Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
You pay for your food, I'll purchase my plate. There's nothing ventured, nothing gained. So expectations of the real really ain't faking. Yes, I like you, you got major class. Dick fame, 50 brains, and your own cash. I'm not spitting game, I'm trying to keep it golden. Let the truth ring out so everybody knowing that you're the one, girl. I need you on my arm. Looking pretty, smelling good, you're my luck charm. We meet 50-50, take care of each other's needs. Please don't fight the feeling, we were meant to be. Please don't fight the feeling, we were meant to be.
Like how the jazz and the rap is all kind of mixed together on that.
That
sounds really good. And your vocals, I mean, did you ever like get lessons, or you just taught yourself how to start in church?
Well, it started in elementary. I had an aunt that played percussion, and at the time I grew up in San Francisco in the Haight-Ashbury area. So I would always watch my aunt in Golden Gate Park. You know, she'd play her congas really good. And at the age of 2, my mother told me that I took an oatmeal box, turned it over, and I started actually putting out rhythms that actually made sense. So it started since then. And then, you know, kindergarten, being introduced to all different types of musical instruments, it always fascinated me, and I always... My instrument that I stuck with was with the clarinet. And then when I got into high school, I was into the jazz band, so I sang with the jazz band. And after that, got married, had kids, didn't sing for a while, and then decided to get back into it because I was starting to get a little bit depressed, because if I'm not singing, it's who I am. It's, you know, I cannot... not sing. So I've decided to put a band together, and at the time my husband's cousin owned a restaurant in San Francisco. It used to be called the Seals Cove. I don't know if you guys heard of that. And every Tuesday night that place was packed. Every Tuesday night the place was packed when we were there. And then took a break, you know, because life happens. And then back in 98, I started singing again, and then that's when I started working on my True Love album. And this was with a gentleman by the name of Walker B. And this was out of Chico, California, that I started working on another album. And then, let's see. I play piano by ear, because that's usually how I write my music. I'll sit at the piano and just kind of work it out there. Then, let's see. Back in 2012 was when I got seriously back into it, and I haven't stopped since then. So this is from 2012 till now. It's been a slow pace coming, but now at the part of my life that I'm in right now, I'm becoming very busy, and I've worked hard to get, you know, to where I'm at, because a lot of people will go, how do you have time to do all of this, or, you know, did you just start this, or, you know, they think I just started it, or I've been doing it for years and years and years. I have been doing it a long time, but off and on. But like I said, since 2012 is when I seriously got back into it, and that's all I do now is music.
Well, you're doing a nice job. You really are.
Thank you so much.
Have a professional sounding voice, you know.
Thank you.
I know life happens, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But believe me, I know life happens. I want to do another song. I mean, I want to show people, you know, the different, you know, the versatility with your music. And that's what I was looking for when I was searching your music. I mean, you're basically, you're in your own type of genre, the jazz, R&B, you know, so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But I love the jazz sound, so... God, it's so hard to pick from these songs because I downloaded a bunch of them. I'm going to try Now That It's Over. I thought this was pretty interesting instrumentally. So here it is.
Now that it's over, my hands are clean. Cleared from the guilt and shame that has haunted me. Now that it's over, I can move on, move on to better things that lie before me. Oh,
Now, is that you playing piano?
No, that's Bill Wittes.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Yeah, all these names, it's like, wow, I'm like, I'm sorry I haven't really heard of them.
That's okay.
You know, but we have a
it's
caller.
It's a lot of... Oh, you have a caller. Okay.
Yeah. So, I'm going to let them say hello. They might just be listening to the show from the 916 area code, but we'll find out who they are. Hello, caller.
Hi.
You are on air.
I was calling.
Hi.
My name is Denise, and I was calling to find out, when did you start singing with that beautiful voice? It's very earthy.
Thank you so much. I've been singing pretty much all my life. I cried a lot when I was a baby, so I guess I was getting my lungs warmed up for what was gonna come in the future. But I've been singing pretty much all my life. I've been singing professionally, maybe about 20 years professionally now. Yeah.
Oh, well, what's your inspiration for some of your songs?
My inspiration is, I actually, I'm an open book. So pretty much whatever I'm going through or whatever someone that I know that I love that it may be going through something, I get a lot of inspiration from that. And I'm able to, take that feeling and actually put it into words. Do you understand what I'm saying by that?
I do. It feels personal. It's like you're speaking to that person.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of weird. That's why I was wondering, where did you get your inspiration? Because he's like
now,
a lot
do
of
you two know each other?
That can come through this.
No.
You two don't know each other.
No, ma'am. What's your name?
Jamise,
okay.
So are you a follower of her? Have you listened to her music before?
Yes, I have. She has a website, and
now
I bought
really
a couple of her albums.
So you're like a fan of hers, right?
Yes.
Wow.
Isn't she great? I mean, it's like that voice is just blows me away when I hear it.
Yes.
She's really good.
The nice thing, getting this phone call, and it's from the 916 area, is because I've been nominated in Sacramento for Best Neo Soul Singer, and I found this out a couple of months ago, so I guess the awards are going to be May 17th is when they're going to do the actual award.
Website.
So it's funny that somebody from Sacramento is actually calling me. That's a big thing. That's a big deal to me. That means
a
lot.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Keep it up. We love it. Have a good day.
Thank you. Okay,
bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Doesn't that just make you feel good that people, like, follow you and go, I really like her,
It's so funny because I play a lot in my area, but now I'm starting to expand myself. So now it's like if I can go to the grocery store or we can go into a restaurant and somebody will say, oh, there's that singer. It's like, okay, here we go. All right. So,
well, I don't think it's clicked in since you've only been doing it again since 2012. But, you are a professional singer. So, and you're probably going to be a professional singer forevermore. And
I hope so. Just really kind of get used
to all the attention. Go, thank you a lot. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Pass out little cards so they can follow you. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, I wanted to play these songs here. We've only got like 25 minutes left of the show. What do you want to do with the next 25 minutes? Do you want to talk about the people you've worked with? Do you want to do shout-outs? Tell people, if you're appearing anywhere? It's up to you. Whatever you'd like to talk about.
Yeah, I could talk. People can get my music is, you know, either on the Reverb Nation page where you actually found me there, and it's www.reverbnation.com/Bridget Marie, and then I have a Facebook page which is what is it? www.facebook.com/Bridget Marie Music, and then my website which is BridgetMarieMusic.com, and on there you'll see all my shows, all my, I think I even have music on there, a couple of videos, and we're still uploading more videos on there, but yeah, as far as, you know, giving shouts out, I really want to give a shout out to actually the people who have voted for me to get that award, you know, to even to be nominated for something that I've been working so hard for. To me, that's enough. I mean, to have the actual award in my hand would be, I mean, fantastic. But just to be nominated means that I made a buzz and people like it, you know. As far as my songwriting, I write a lot of songs based off of, you know, like I said, like I told the caller, like people that are close to me or even family members that may not have a voice in whatever situation that they're going through. And then when they go listen to my music, what I do is when I have a new song, I'll try it on my family first, and I'll say, okay, how does this sound, guys? And if your own family cries when you play them a song, that means a lot, because family can be pretty, you know, family could be pretty hard on you, you know. I'm trying to pull up my website here so I can give you the dates of shows that I'm going to be doing. Here we go. So shows that I normally do in San Francisco, I don't know if anybody visits the Bay Area at all, but in San Francisco, every first Friday, I'm at a place called it's called the Sheba Piano Lounge, and it's actually Ethiopian food, which I've never had before until I started working there. It's really good, and it's a huge jazz. It's a huge jazz scene in that area, so my music is taken very well there. And I also play at a place called Shiki Bistro, and that's a Japanese restaurant. And that's in San Carlos. This weekend I'm going to be doing the chocolate show and art show. And I guess they have there's one in this same group. They do a big show in L.A. and then they do another one here in San Francisco. So they called me up and asked me if I'd do it. So that's what I'm going to be doing this weekend. I just did the Phoenix, which a gentleman by the name of Merrill Sanders, he owned it, and then I guess he passed it on to his son. He's a musician, and it's in the area where Nardo Michael Walden lives, so a lot of the their local artists go to this place. And, I mean, you get people from Howard Hewitt to Jody Watley, and, you know, famous musicians that play at this place. And so far I've been there twice, and they want me to come back. And it's called The Phoenix, which is in, like I said, it's in Marin. I do private parties. I do weddings. I also do clubs. I'm going to be doing a club called The Relic, which is in Benicia, California. Let's see. I got something else. I'm doing, it's called the East, what is it? The Easton, wow, can't think of the name of it. Easton Harvest Festival, and that's going to be on the 18th of this month, and that's downtown Hayward, California. I might have some of my, this is kind of like I shouldn't even be saying it, but I may I've been offered to have my music played in a couple of movies, which is a huge thing for me, to have your music placed in a movie.
That's a huge thing for anyone.
Yeah. So, I mean, things are starting to look really, really nice. Really nice, you know. And I'm going to be doing it. I'm going to be opening up for Howard Hewitt. I don't have the dates yet confirmed, but I just got the call saying that that's what I'm going to be doing. And that's Howard Hewitt is huge. If anybody knows him, he used to sing with Jody Watley, and at the time I forgot what the name of the band was called. But that's something new that just happened last weekend that I found out about that. So yeah, other than that, and then with the, you know, hopefully winning an award, but like I said, just to be nominated was, you know, that's a treat for me. So.
Well, I'm going to do another song here. I've been listening to your music for a while. I didn't get to listen to as much as I wanted to. But when I heard this, it's like one of my favorites of yours. It was just very well written and sang. It's A Woman Knows. So I wanted to play that for everybody. So here's that.
When a man ain't treating her right, a woman knows.
song, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, that song there is, well, that's one of the songs that might be placed in the movie. I'm really hoping everything goes through. But I wrote this song. I had a cousin that was going through some issues with her husband, and it just was not good. I mean, this guy treated her so bad and would cheat on her, and then she'd take him back. And every time he cheated on her, he would bring a baby. And so she finally got tired of taking him back and then having another child from someone else to raise. So, you know, but it wasn't until after I wrote this song that she actually did something about it. And when she heard the song, she just burst out in tears. And she said, "I had a feeling this song was about me." So I think, and the funny
it's
thing
one
is
of those songs that all women like to relate to, you know, and it, and mm-hmm. it, the songs, I mean, I've listened to a lot of songs that actually, you know, gave me some sense from listening mm-hmm. to it, you know what I mean? And it's
yeah.
one of those songs, you know, that women like to sing along to and, you know, think about things and stuff like that. I have two callers that have called in, and I have to put them on so they can say hi. The 415 area code, you're on.
Hi, Bridget.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
And who are you?
My name is Bill. I co-wrote that song with Bridget.
Oh, there we go. All right. That's okay, this is my co-writer, Bill Wittes, that I was telling you about.
Well, hi there. I almost had you confused with Bill Withers, the one that did Sunshine. Like, you know. But it's we're trying to use cell phones, and you know, it's hard to hear. You know, it's like
yeah.
But you're fine. You're alive and you're playing music with her. How are you today?
I'm good. When we wrote that song, it was first written on a guitar. And then I put it on into piano, and we literally knocked it out in about an hour. And she did all those harmonies immediately, and I was amazed. I didn't want to touch it after that, you know, do anything else to it, because it just sounded so full and huge.
Wow, thank you. I was going to tell her when we shot the video for this, I didn't know they were going to shoot a video, but they were showing me a place where we were going to shoot the video. And the videographer, when we started the song, you know, like two or three lines, I only said like two or three lines, and he's like, "Wait a minute, hold on." He bends down and he's holding his knees, and we're kind of looking like, "Well, what's going on?" And then he proceeds to say, "Well, I just went through this with my girlfriend." And so then I said, "Well, you know, sometimes women do this to men too." And it actually made him feel better. And we continued to shoot the video after that. But it was amazing how it not only did it touch my family, but it actually touched somebody else. And everybody who hears this song, they have their own interpretation of that song where it works for them, and they love it. I believe this is a hit too.
Yeah. I've got another caller from the 832 area code. Hello,
okay.
You're on air.
Hi, this is Yankee Candace.
Oh,
Bridget.
Hi, that's my auntie. How are you?
I'm fine. I just got the message. I did. Oh, I have to call and support. Oh, man, you know, Yankee just wanted to let you know that she loves you. You know, I'm one of your biggest fans anyway, so, you know, it doesn't matter to me. But why don't you tell a little bit about your history and what made you start, singing?
Well, I told her that when I was little that you played in Golden Gate Park, you used to play the congas.
Oh.
And that was just like, that was you. That is so funny that you called me. So I said, it was you. You're the one who started it. you planted that seed and it grew. It grew.
You were always amazing. I wanted your mom always. I was like, man, we got to do something special with her. She's just so bright and intelligent. I was trying to look at it in magazines, trying to find these great schools. I said, she's just a genius. You know, I always thought that. You know that.
Yes.
You know that.
I do.
You know? But I'm just calling to tell you that I love you, and I'm very proud of you. You already know that.
Oh, thank you so much, Auntie. That's my Auntie Candy, okay. Everyone.
And I have to get back to work, but, you know, I'm working right
okay.
now. I've got the kids, but I had to do that. All right, sweetie.
Thank you so much,
I'll talk
Auntie.
To you soon. All
right. Okay. Love you.
Bye-bye. Love you,
Bye.
Too. Bye-bye.
Wow.
Well, we should be giving a big thank you to her for even directing you in that direction.
It,
you know,
exactly.
I mean, it's like, wow. You know, I mean, I compliment people on the show, and I don't
mm-hmm.
just do it because I'm doing a show. It's because I feel it. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I have
mm-hmm.
a good ear for music, and, you know, I have a musical background, so on and so forth. I mean, you are high quality. I mean, and just
okay.
by listening to these songs,
thank you so
it's like
much.
I don't understand, you know, why we're just talking on Reverb Nation. You know what I mean? It's like,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, Blog Talk Radio. So, you know, if anybody hears this show, you know, I mean, contact her. I'm sure she's going to use her brains if she, you know, here's the right offer, you know, and accept it.
Oh, yeah.
I have a lot of Twitter followers. Hopefully, you know, it'll cross by someone's hands that, you know, will do you some good, you know.
Thank you.
And I don't like wolves, if you know what I mean.
Right.
You know, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. And
thank you so much, Lisa.
It's like, you know, I'm still blown away by your voice, and I love your music. And I know if you keep at it, you know, you're never too old to rock and roll or whatever.
Exactly.
You know, so I mean, there's
and that's what I tell people all the time, you know, because they used to go, oh, I used to sing. Blah, blah, blah. Well, if you have that passion and it really drives you, you have to stick to it, because that's the only way you're going to perfect it. And for me, it's healing for me, you know, because I'm able to express myself. I don't have everything bottled in. I express myself, and sometimes I end up telling on myself, but, you know, it can help.
I mean, I have very, very few songs out there that I've written. But,
mm-hmm.
I mean, nobody sees me when I'm like, jamming to Jennifer Hudson or something like that, you know. He's my man, you know. And I want to scream loud, but I'm trying not to mess with the neighbors and stuff like that. But anyway, yeah, I'm from Motown. I grew up on that stuff, you know.
Oh,
it's
wow,
like,
yeah.
You know, I mean, Aretha Franklin and, you know, the Temptations. And when I was driving limos, I got to meet Smokey Robinson. And it was
wow.
like the biggest three. He gave me a hug. He got me in trouble, but that's okay. You know, I mean, the history goes back here in Detroit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I did want to close out the show with one of your songs. That it's actually says goodbye, you know, because it's like the end of the show, and I figured,
oh,
well,
yeah,
you know, that name would be fitting for the end of the show, and we only have like 6 minutes left, and
okay.
the song literally takes 3 minutes. We still have another caller. Let's see here.
Oh.
You are on air. 832 area code.
Oh, hi. My name is Brittany. I'm calling from Houston, Texas, and I'm so excited to meet you, Bridget. Oh, my
hi.
God, I'm so inspired by your songs. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? So you've
oh,
been following me, huh?
Oh, I'm doing great. Yes, I am so excited right now. I don't even know what to do. I was just listening to your music on my way home from work, and it's just so calming and soothing when you're a
oh.
teacher and you got to listen to things and just kind of calm your nerves. So I'm just so excited, and I love the purity of your voice. It's just so
thank
wonderful.
You. Thank
How are you?
So, I'm doing really good. I'm doing really good right now. Music
I'm
is doing good.
I'm one of your followers on Facebook, and I saw that you just came from out of, you went out of the country. How was
yes.
that?
That was exciting. I went to London and I went to Italy. And Italy was more of a vacation, whereas England was, that's where I did a lot of work. And I sang at a couple of places down there. Europe, you know, London is amazing when it comes to American music because they love Americans. They love American music. So over there, I was like a huge celebrity. I'd walk into some place and they'd be, oh, the two Americans are here. And everybody would clap and be like, oh, okay. So I'm definitely going back. And I definitely really want to go back. So thank you, Brenda, for calling.
You're welcome. Make sure you record some more of your performances. We need to see more of that. I'm so far away, so I can't always see them. But make sure that you post most of those things online so we can actually see them.
I'll do. Thank you.
You can check out her
yes.
website at any time, and she's going to have all that posted at BridgetMarieMusic.com. So if she, you know, put that in your faves, and you'll be able to find her anytime.
Oh, yeah, and
yes.
I'll make sure
so
I put it on.
Come on down to Houston, Bridget. We need you down here. People need to hear
you know,
this out.
I'm trying to get everywhere, and I'm definitely coming that way. Thank you, Brandy,
okay.
so much.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bridget, I want to thank you again for being on the show. This has been an awesome experience, and I want
to thank
the callers for calling in. You know, I mean, they're just letting you know that you're appreciated, you're talented, you know, you can still go somewhere with this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
People are showing their love, so on and so forth. But I do
have
to end the show, and I have 3 minutes left, so I'm going to play goodbye, and I wish you the best in everything you do. I really do.
Okay. Thank you. You know, and when my next album comes out, I'll give you a call.
Sounds
I'll let you
good.
Know when that one drops. Okay. Thank you so much,
awesome.
Lisa.
You're welcome.
All right. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Feels like I've spent a lifetime waiting for someone who I thought was you. Someone I could trust. Give my heart to you. I don't want to leave, but I have to let you go. You're not the one for me, cause all you do is hurt me so. I just want to be happy with someone who doesn't lie. I don't want to leave, but I'll have to say goodbye. Thank you. goodbye.